question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Mary and I appreciate knowing you're out there listening to our broadcast today as we all get ready for our next episode of the Chief Travel Leader Series. Before Kellen Smith-Kenney, the CMO of Hilton, makes her debut on America's number one travel radio show, a quick word about our friends at the world's leading cruise line.
Seabourn, Princess, Cunard, Holland America, Carnival, P&O, Aida, and Costa. These are all popular brands of the world's leading cruise lines, and what they have in common is they all operate with the goal of providing travelers with the best vacation experiences to the most desirable locations around the globe.
We're proud to be aligned with the largest cruise vacation company in the world, and if journeys to great destinations, authentic cuisines, local excursions, and unique travel adventures that connect you to people, places, and cultures, if that interests you, contact your travel professional today for information on these successful brands of ocean cruise lines. Or you can spend some time at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
When I think about travel and what we enjoy most about traveling, it's definitely meeting the new people and experiencing new places, but I also think having a level of familiarity can certainly be comforting. The Hilton Hotel Company, known today as Hilton Worldwide, began almost 100 years ago when Conrad Hilton purchased a 40-room property in Cisco that's just east of Abilene, Texas. When you hear some of the Hilton Worldwide brands like Waldorf Astoria, Conrad, Doubletree, Embassy Suites, Hampton, Grand Vacations, and more, they certainly conjure up some pleasant experiences and familiarity. Today, they're a hospitality leader, and a Hilton brand is attached to more than 5,500 properties in nearly 110 countries, accounting for almost 900,000 rooms.
Wow.
Holding on the show line is Kellen Smith-Kenney, Hilton's CMO, the person responsible for getting more of us to enjoy their 15 global brands.
Kellen, nice to connect with you today. Mary and I appreciate you joining us for our Chief Travel Leader interview.
Thanks so much, Robert. I'm thrilled to be here with you and Mary.
Well, really appreciate that. So listen, I know you joined the company back in January coming over from Uber. And as Mary just shared during your intro, you clearly have a full plate with 15 brands, nearly 900,000 rooms. I think she just said 5,500 plus properties in almost 110 countries, which means 110 different cultures. So how's your transition to Hilton going so far? And what are you most enjoying about the ability to impact so many travelers?
Well, I have just been loving Hilton. It is a true honor and a privilege to be at a company that really is, as I like to say, guest obsessed. Every single person inside this company, whether they're in, you know, the first country that we ever erected a hotel in or the 100th, every single person bounds out of bed every morning, just super pumped to serve the guest. And I would say that level of hospitality, that level of enthusiasm, you know, as a marketer, I just feel so privileged to be inside of that environment.
So I want to expand on that and share a little story with you. First of all, Robert and I have enjoyed the benefits provided by being Diamond members, lucky us, in the Hilton Honors program for years, whether it's personal or professional travel. But I have a quick story for you. We stayed at the new Conrad in Fort Lauderdale just this past July, and there was a woman working at the cafe on the property who we got into this great organic conversation with her, and she just started going on and on about how great Hilton is to work for. She's got two young kids, married. She literally works for the travel perks so she and her family can travel and, you know, see the world. And I share this with you because as I was preparing for the interview, I saw that Fortune magazine has named Hilton number one of the 100 best workplaces for parents. And so to expand on the fact that you love working for Hilton, I'd love to know what that environment is like for the employees, because I would think happy employees make for happy guests.
You are dead on. So first of all, congratulations and thank you for being Diamond members. That's amazing. We're thrilled that you're staying with us and that you're having that experience. But the thing I love about your story at the Conrad, and by the way, that property is just collecting so many incredible reviews. So it sounds like you had an experience that
we
is
did.
Consistent with all of
it's
the other guests
location.
That have joined there.
Great
but
experience.
But we are incredibly, incredibly proud of all the awards we've won. The one that you mentioned, obviously the recognition from Fortune, is very important to us, particularly as we think about parents. Same thing, great places to work. We were named the second greatest place to work in the entire world. You know, obviously that is a thrill, but we don't do it for the awards. We do it because we are genuinely, genuinely committed to our team members. And we couldn't agree with you more that when team members are happy, when team members are fulfilled, when team members feel like they actually have the ability, the tools, and the resources to thrive in their roles, they provide world-class service. We're just pushing ourselves to make sure that we deliver world-class service to every guest that crosses our threshold, which means we have to start with a commitment to our team members.
That conversation that Mary mentioned, we had a nice conversation with her, and she was so enthusiastic, which was nice. So I'll switch gears a little bit. You know, your predecessor was on with us multiple times in the past, and simply by you joining a company that's nearly 100 years old, you took on a strong legacy with all the pluses and minuses that that comes along with. But, you know, you've been instrumental in developing and implementing the Expect Better campaign. Tell us, why is that important to you, and how is that impacting travelers?
Well, first of all, the thing we did before we launched the campaign is, again, we wanted to be incredibly guest-centric and to really understand the insights of our customers. What were the things that they needed to do to shop and travel with confidence? And the thing that we heard time and time again was that they were confused about where to go to book their travel. They were confused about where they could go to get the best price and the best perks, and they weren't quite sure that, well, I mean, again, ironically, you had talked about how many hotels we have, but most customers don't understand that we have this many curated brands and that they're all sort of the premium player in their category.
True.
And so what we wanted to do with the campaign is we wanted to go direct at those message and offer price assurance. You're always going to get the best price at a Hilton property when you book directly with us, and we introduced the price match guarantee. If, in fact, anybody was to find a lower price on a Hilton property for the dates that they wanted to travel, we would match that price and actually give them 25% off, because people need to have confidence that when you shop with us, you're getting the best deal. But we also know that customers don't just want to pay the lowest price. They want to get the best perks.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And the thing that we've been able to deliver to Hilton Honors members, and even at that blue tier, that introductory tier, which is 100% complimentary to join, right, we're giving them free Wi-Fi. We're giving them the ability to choose their room. We're giving them the ability to check in digitally. Not only can they select their room, but they can actually unlock their door right from their phone. And they can earn points on that very first day. And if you're somebody who you're not going to stay enough to cash out for a big, huge vacation, you can shop with Hilton Honors points on Amazon and redeem instantly. So there's just so many incredible things that we've had in our portfolio and our offering for years,
which
but
is
what
exciting.
We realized when we surveyed customers, they didn't know.
Yeah. Right, so important. So, Kellen, when you try to understand what today's traveler wants on that note and how each of your brands is trying to meet those expectations, what are some areas that you're really putting premiums on the most? There are so many. There's technology. There's exclusive experience for the guests. There's community connection, culinary, obviously the Honors Loyalty Program, location, properties, sustainability today.
Yeah, there really is.
Is it all of the above?
On and on, right, exactly.
What is it? I mean, what do you sit about when you're in your roundtable discussions and talk about for today's traveler?
You know, that's such a good question. The thing that I would say, every conversation that we have about the guest is we want to build what we call is a direct relationship with them. We want to get better at knowing them and understanding them, and we want to make sure that the entire ecosystem of innovation that we roll out in the coming years, quarters, months, we want to make sure every last thing is actually helping us to be a more dependable and consistent experience so they always get what they're expecting. We want to make sure that it's highly, highly personal, and we also want to be the first hotel to introduce them to new ways of doing things. And so it is kind of all of those things. And of course, you know, one of the very important underpinnings of Hilton is we want to leave a positive impact on the world. And so we do think, you know, in a very pioneering and innovative way about sustainability and the impact we have on the environment. And so we've made these broad declarations about our carbon footprint and the extent to which we're going to go into local communities and really make sure that the communities are thriving because there's a Hilton there.
I think it's very challenging. I mean, because the world is changing so quickly and we're so diversified with so many tastes and wants and desires. But we've got a minute left. I'm going to ask you real quick. You've enjoyed success in senior level positions with Uber, Capital One, Microsoft. I know you started your career at Accenture. What is the one thing you would say from those positions that you have brought to Hilton that's really helping with your initiatives and ambitions?
Yeah, well, first, I want to acknowledge that the team that I inherited here is incredibly talented and definitely the strongest team I've ever inherited in my career, so I feel truly, truly blessed. One of the things that I would say is consistent from one role to the next is just as I've gotten closer to the consumer, and particularly here at Hilton, is making sure that we are incredibly human with guests. The amount of technology innovation that is around us is happening at a speed and velocity faster than ever before, and we just need to make sure that as we're investing in that and as we're resourcing that, we always stay super true to our customer, and we make sure that, yes, we're going to invest in technology, but for the sake of what? To make the guest experience
better. Still comes down to
everything has to be about
well,
the customer.
Well, Kellen, listen, right. I really appreciate your time today. Thank you very much. I know we're working to have Chris Nassetta join us sometime in 2019, so don't be a stranger. You're always welcome here, and we'll look forward to having you back on the program in the near future, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast.
That's it great. Was great to talk to you. Thanks, Kellen.
Okay, bye now.
All right, there goes Kellen Smith-Kenny, folks, Hilton's new CMO. A lot of fun, Mary. She's got a lot of
fun,
of energy.
Obviously very passionate for what she's
and
doing.
She's
but
certainly making a lot of impact.
Yeah,
there
and it's always, you know, there's such a direct correlation between, I think, employee satisfaction and the guest experience, and they are all about the guest experience.
Could not agree with you more. Folks, remember, we archive all the hours of our national broadcast at rmworldtravel.com, so if you missed the show live, go check it out, and connect with us while you're there on all of our social media channels at rmworldtravel. We'll be right back after this bottom of the hour break. Don't touch that channel.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.